I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wade from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bregnell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Diggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Ethan from Cape Town, and you are listening to Try with Coach Perry.
Welcome on to our next video here on CoachPerry.com. I'm Brad Brown, and it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our triathlon coach onto the video, Rudolf Nordier. Rudolf, welcome. Nice to have you.
Hi there, Brad. Thank you for having me.
Rudolf, I'm quite excited. We are making some big changes here at CoachPerry.com. For many, many years, Lindsay Perry has been the face of everything we've done, but there's always been a pretty big team of guys and girls behind the scenes that have been doing a lot of hard work, and we want to put some of them in the spotlight and introduce you to them. And Rudolf is one of those guys. He is heading up things from a triathlon point of view here at CoachPerry.com. He's a flipping good athlete himself, and he's going to be answering a lot of your questions here on the videos. He's in the forums every day on the CoachPerry.com platform as well. Rudolf, today's question is one that I ask. I mean, I've been around the sport for a while now as well, and I'm terrible. I shouldn't actually admit this, but swimming drills will be the death of me. And the reason I say that is because I don't have a clue what I'm doing. So for someone starting out in the sport of triathlon, how important are swimming drills, and what are some of the sort of simple, easy ones that people can start incorporating into their swim training now to turn them into better triathletes?
So Brad, with swimming, unfortunately swimming is basically 70% based is technique, and then 30% is fitness based. So swimming goes down more to technique than just being able to swim for longer distances. So as soon as your technique suffers in the pool, then unfortunately your speed and your efficiency also suffers. So the drills are very important to hone your swimming skills and your swimming stroke, just to be more efficient in the pool, and then as well to get you from point A to point B faster without being tired towards the end of the swim. So basically getting you fresher out the water so you can jump on the bike and cycle and do the run. So with swimming, there's a lot of drills that you can do, but it's best to break up the drills into very easier drills and then also build the drills as your swimming technique and your experience in the pool grows as well. So a very simple swimming drill that you can do is just a one-arm swim, where you hold one arm in front of you at all times and you just swim using your left arm, focusing on a nice catch in a nice pool underneath the water. So you do that for one length, then swimming back the other length using the other arm, and then it's important to incorporate into your full stroke the drill that you just practiced. So then after that, you'll do length of full normal swimming. So you can either break it down depending on your pool length. You can do 25 drill, 25 drill, 25 swim then, or you can even break it up as 50 drill. So you do 50 one arm, 50 swim, 50 other arm drill. So for that, that's a very basic, simple drill that you can do. And then also, as you progress more into the swimming the drills, you can do a 5-7-5 drill, which is 5 one arm, 7 full strokes, and then 5 strokes on the other arm. So for swimming, that's a very simple and complicated drill. And then we can also make it a lot more difficult to say you do the chicken wing drill, which is basically every time when you swim, in the recovery phase, when your arm is above the water, you take your thumb and you press it into your armpit and then into the water as a normal stroke. That just helps you with to get a high elbow, a high recovery in the pool. So there's an easy example for that. And then also a drill that a lot of people forget is just a simple sighting drill, where you swim 4 or 5 strokes normally and then 1 or 2 strokes looking up as you would do in a race. But also when people do it in the pool, they just look up. They don't really spot or sight at anything. So if you have got a brightly colored water bottle or towel or bag or anything, put it at the end of the pool and then sight that bag on the one length and then swim back the other length. And then if you've got a swimming partner or if you can do it yourself, move the bag around in the pool area or the bottle or something like that, so that you practice actually sighting the bottle and not just looking up and then carrying on. So as you can see, those are 3 very simple drills, but it will help a lot with the efficiency in the pool.
Rudolf, how often would you incorporate those sort of drills in your swimming sets? Is it something you do in every session you do, or is it once a week, once every 2 weeks? How would you add that?
I would add drills in every swimming session that you do. It's like every session's got a warm-up and a cool-down. So in the pool, every session's also got a warm-up and a cool-down and a drill set. So you basically start with a warm-up, then do a few drills, then you'll do your main set, and then cool down towards the end. So also, you don't want to do the drills towards the end of the set when you're tired, because then the technique is going out the window and you're reinforcing bad technique while you do your drills.
Awesome. Well, if you want to check out our training programs, we've got a whole bunch of triathlon training programs on the Coach Parry platform. Just head over to coachparry.com/triathlon and you can check all those details out. We've got you covered pretty much from beginner sprint programs right through to advanced Ironman distance programs. You can get access to all of those, the training videos, the podcasts, as well as a very interactive online forum with athletes from around the world who are there to support, encourage and hold you accountable. That URL to get to once again is coachparry.com/triathlon. Rudolf, thank you very much for your time. We look forward to catching up again next week.
Thanks, Brad. Cheers.